So let's take a few moments to clear out our our heads, our bodies, and drop into a place of joyful receptivity. And close your eyes just for a moment. Take a breath in, let it out. And again, big breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. One more. Oh, that's great. And then just let the next breath in come softly, naturally, dropping your awareness more and more deeply into something we call your being. That place of all of your parts together, body, mind, heart, and soul. So that as your breath enters you, it touches all of these places. And imagine that that breath touches a web of life inside of you. And it's all a part of your function as a human, but it's also a part of your function as a spiritual being. That web created of your DNA fills your body, but it also is filled with your lifetimes of remembrance, of lessons, creating the wisdom that lives with you today, that brought you to this celebration weekend with Adironda, with Cryon, with your family here, with your family that is on the other side of the veil. All of us touching points of light that bring us together in the now.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Dearest divine Sacramento. It is a fun word to say, huh? Just to Sacramento. Bringing in that energy to you of all that is sacred, huh? Have you thought of looking at it that way? We are in evolutionary times, huh? We are in that connective force of shift and shift and shift again. Shift happens, we know. And it is a powerful energy. Each of you may have felt in this past year and now, 2020, that the energy is a bit intense. Have any of you felt that? Huh? Yes. And it feels like it is getting a bit more intense rather than slowing down. Huh? Yes. You see, that is the frequency of the planet. So each of you can see with 2020 vision what is clearly your path to be seen in, and clearly your path that is connecting with you. And we were sitting, tapping the vessel Marilyn on the shoulder a few minutes ago and said, you know, everyone should write their own autobiography now. And she thought, is that the one that the person writes themselves or someone else writes? What is that? She used to be an English teacher, but that was a former lifetime in this lifetime. So, yes. So we know, what would it be like for each of you to write your own autobiography? So some of you may have had a rocky start. That's done. That's the first chapter. It's a page long. Yes, we know that part. We don't need to go over it again and again, because every time you go over it, it brings it back into the cells of your body, and then you get all upset about it again. What's the point in that? Yet, Now, the page is turning, and we are seeing evidence of it everywhere. Because you see, even as our dear friend Lee Carroll talked about the field, that is your manifestation. That is your creation. We talked about it yesterday. And someone lost their purse and thought it was stolen, and we said, just feel what it feels like for it to come back to you. Feel what it feels like for you to find it with all your money there. Oh, that's kind of scary. How could you do that? Just feel it. What does it feel like for you to have your hands back on your bag? Whew, it's exciting. That's writing the new future. And that is where your book starts. You see, we believe that the front of the body is the past. And the back of the body is actually the future. Because you can't see where you're going. But you can see where you have been. Now that is different than most cultures, but we are not from most cultures. But we are here now with you to remind you that you are indeed writing your autobiography every moment of your life. Whether you write it with your hand, whether you write it with your fingers on a machine, or whether you think it. We talked with someone else today that they said something about they were afraid to go to bed because they were afraid that they could not sleep. That is not a fun autobiography. The body, surprisingly enough, is human in this transformation, yes? You get to sleep, and you get to breathe, and you get to talk, and you get to laugh, and you get to play, and you get to sometimes have a little contrast in your world, so you can appreciate the play times. That is your autobiography now. You are in a transformational, transdimensional time. It may start with, once upon a time, there was a person named, and you fill in the blank, and they chose to be here at one of the greatest transformational times of this planet Earth. They lived through 2012 and realized in the day after 12/21 of 2012, oops, we're still here. Celebrate. But they realize that all of the past paradigms and all of the past beliefs were gone. They had no foundation. So they may have spent the next year, 2013, tap dancing, trying to find a new rhythm. And now by 2020, they are realizing that, oh, they are creating their own rhythm. What are you tap dancing to? So we ask you, when you leave this place, to write your autobiography as to the way you would like your life to be for the next 5 year, 10 year, 20 year, 30 year, 50 year, 150 year. The body was designed to live a very long time, so you get to take care of it. What would it look like? We're going to teleport to Italy for lunch, right? You can come too. It is a big restaurant. You see, that frequency is what is creating the future. And when you live at that frequency and know in your heart of hearts, soul of souls, being of beings, it becomes fact. Are you ready to write your autobiography from this point forward? You can put in a paragraph about what happened before now. That is fine. It was a dark and stormy night. We were born. Well, we were not. We just came here. She was born on a Tuesday. And then now it is 2020. When you live at that frequency of having pure, clear vision, of having the acknowledgement of love and light and laughter and joy, and know that every single thing that happens is happening for you so you can evolve, the world becomes a new place. Try it. You'll like it, huh? Ah, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you, we know you, we know your skills, your talents, your fears, your joys, your presence. And we love you even more with it. We pulled a card for you in the new Cryon deck. It said, love yourself. Maybe that's the title of your autobiography. We do love you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I come to you in 2020, and as Adaranda has said, it's a time to see clearly. It's time to see 2020, you might think. That is a metaphor for clear sight. More than a metaphor, there are things being revealed to so many that are magnificent, past what you thought, that are really changing the paradigm of what you believe spirituality is. Humanity has been so linear about spirituality, about systems, about beliefs. And dear ones, that's not the way of it. It isn't. I want to talk about something again that's magnificent. I wish I could share this with every listener in the chair here, listening later, in a way that is beyond the words, where you could sit for a moment, and even before I start, you could say, dear Spirit, let me feel what he's saying. I want to talk about your soul again, the magnificence of that which is the soul. Now, I didn't say the human soul, for that is another subject. And we have spoken of that which is the human soul. It's the same soul, but that categorizes it as a place, a thing that is filled with that which belongs to the human. And it is. And that is your Akash and all the other things that belong in your soul. I want to talk about the soul, that which you have. Don't you find it interesting, before we even begin, that humanity, almost all of it, almost 90% of it, believes innately in the Creator? And that would include something loosely called the soul. That you come in with it on the planet, that it stays with you while you're here. And then when you leave, it becomes something else, but it's still you. At some level, some way, your soul continues, even after death. It's not an odd belief system at all, and it's shared by most belief systems. You go someplace. You're not done. And that is only accomplished by your soul. So right away, the soul is something that is seen, believed in, acknowledged, not really understood. Depending upon who you speak to, in many spiritual systems, they will have different stories about the soul. The soul is the engine of that which you have called the return, reincarnation, going to another expression using the same soul. You might think because there is a soul, that would be intuitive. That's what it's for here on this planet. And yet, because of the linearity of the way human beings think, they say, oh, no, no. The soul was there somehow, and you got it as a human, and you use it, and then you leave, and the soul then has a choice whether it goes to heaven or hell. And that's the end. And so it becomes a children's story, a mythology that you're so good at, where you create something in a linear fashion. There's a journey in the linear fashion. And then whatever happens, you're judged for it. How linear are you? That is the children's story of the soul. Those who understand more about that which is the evolution of spiritual thought and sense it clearer are the ones who realize it returns. That is the terminology we use of old soul, those who have been on the planet over and over. And these last hundreds of thousands of years, lifetime after lifetime, like a school, you learn. There are things which are placed within you, which can only be placed in one area, and that is your soul. And even as the mechanics of coming and going are not fully understood, or soul sharing is not fully understandable, the main soul is what we're speaking of. It's a depository while you're here of experience. I said something recently that I even will review now, is that the soul is also responsible while you're on earth for the things you like to do. Over a period of time or lifetimes, you may gravitate toward certain things that you enjoy as a human. We've told you before that the whole process of reincarnation is designed to be comfortable. And that is why you stay a certain gender for so long. It's designed to be comfortable. Beyond that, what you're interested in and go for in one life, perhaps it's music or art, perhaps it's even that which would be something some feel is inappropriate, perhaps it's military. But whatever it is, when you return, that stays. Did you know that? It starts to explain while you awaken as a child. And you'll be interested in something that your parents are not and never were. And they'll say, is this really a child of mine? Look what he, she wants to do. This is a telling paradigm, is it not? That the soul carries this. And we said it before, and artists become artists. Musicians become musicians. And firemen become firemen. And military people become military people. Even shows that the many women who decide to go in the military are echoing that which they discovered when they were another gender. It is the same with men who remember something softer as another gender and go into that area, because the soul remains the same regardless of the gender. This is for your comfort, and you can see it so, so much, especially in the artists of the world. Oh, but let me get back to this soul of yours. Where did it come from? How old is it? Both of those questions, dear ones, are linear and cannot be answered in a linear fashion. How old is God, you might ask? And you know that is not answerable. You don't want to think this way because you're designed in your brain, in your synapse, for linear thinking. Everything has to have a beginning and an end in your thinking, everything. The universe, God, all things, and yet it doesn't. The idea of something that always was bothers that which is your logic. And yet this is God. always was. It's an overused metaphor, but the purity of a golden ring sits before you, and the question is, where does it start and where does it end? And the answer is, it doesn't, because it's a circle. This is the easiest way for you to see the existence of God. When were souls created? And the answer is, they were never created. They were always there. There is something you will not understand, never. Before your universe existed, there were other multiverses. This Big Bang of yours was simply an extension of another universe, which closed and yours opened. Cycles. It's all about cycles. How old is God? It's as old as your soul. Your soul is part of that which is the creative source. How many are there? Yes. How many of God are there? There is no answer to that. It is not answerable in your kind of thinking. And dear ones, that makes it so much better. That means that your soul, that which belongs to you today, has another lineage, one that you haven't been shown. Can you imagine watching this universe start? You were there. That's you with your name. You can call it that name, that human name, anything. But your soul has an identity, not a name. And that which is God knows that which is itself. That which is God knows that which is itself, which is you, the soul that is yours. Always been here. If it's true, as the proposition has been put forward, if it's true that there are trillions and trillions of souls involved just in your galaxy, living on other planets, places that life can evolve that would have souls, not all does. But if it was true, what is that lineage? And are you part of that? And the answer is yes. We have said before, the galaxy teeming with life. And yet, for some reason, it has taken you so long to consider that in a real sense. In a real sense, meaning a mainstream sense that says, is there life out there like yours? Isn't it odd that if you asked that question 30 years ago, they'd shut the door in your face? Do you know how illogical that is? And yet that is the human bias, is it not? A linear bias that says you are alone. Imagine for a moment you are on a desert island, surviving day by day with the rain that's there and the food that's limited and the fish. And that you're alone and you're pondering things. And the island is small. You can almost see all the way around it, one continuous beach. And you've walked it many times, around and around and around. And imagine for a moment, as the human in an older energy, you sit down and ponder life itself, the stars. And you ask the question, are there other beaches on Earth? And the conclusion you come to is no, because I cannot see them. That is the logic that says there's no other life. They're placed too far away on purpose for you to interact with. And yet the same stuff that made you is the same stuff that has made all objects in this galaxy. The same table of elements is there. The same life is there. The same physics is there that made you, and yet you often say, we're alone. The truth is that soul of yours has participated all through this galaxy for more than a billion years, coming and going and being and doing. Is that magnificent enough for you? That's who you are. And so the children's story, in linear fashion, in a metaphor, will have you born dirty because of something that happened. It was not correct. 200,000 years ago, by one human being, that then tainted somehow the majesty of a soul that's forever. And you know that's a children's story. And that's not you. That is not you. Born magnificent, more than you think, over all of the eons of time. Kryon, does that mean that I was also alive, perhaps corporally, before using this soul? And the answer is yes, 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 and yes. Could it have been in other universes? Yes, yes, and yes. Old soul, what if some of this wisdom, intuition, paradigm shift started to occur to you in these next years? What if that's what brings you to listen to this channel? An awakening to greater things that you cannot conceive of. And you don't know what they are. You just start feeling them. You know you're older, even than the planet. You know you're wiser. And these things are like an intuition that fleets by. You know it, but you can't put your finger on it, as they say. You can't really identify it, as they say. But as you sit there, you know you have the wisdom of the ages. You do. When I continue tonight, I want to tell you more. I want to tell you how the soul starts to relate to everything around you while you're here. Now it becomes the human soul. Now that you've gotten to this place and you start to awaken and there is evolvement going on, what happens next? What do you start remembering? And what are you connected to that you don't know? These are the things that you're ready to know and learn and feel. And some will leave this place or turn off this recording and say, well, that was interesting. I didn't understand any of it. Seeds are planted where someday you'll have an awakening, an aha, and say, now I do. That is the evolvement of consciousness. And that is what is going on for those who are here and those who choose to listen to these words. I am Kryon, in love with the human soul, because I know each of you at a level that you don't understand yet, that is beautiful beyond words. And so it is.